Unseasonably cold weather is taking over the eastern half of the country. That cold air is pouring in behind an Arctic cold front, and that cold weather goes as far south as the Gulf Coast, where freeze warnings have been posted for tonight. For us, that cold front swept across the region last night into this morning. We had a mixture of rain and snow showers, and there was even some light accumulation of snow, mainly in the higher terrain. Temperatures, though, are the big story with this frontal passage. We've seen temperatures today in the upper 20s and low 30s across most of the region, and the wind has been gusty from the north and northwest. Those wind gusts at times have exceeded 20 miles per hour, serving to create a wind chill on this mid-November day. As we work into the nighttime hours, high pressure will build in, and that should tend to break up the cloud cover a bit. We'll also see the wind diminish. It is going to be a cold night, as temperatures are expected to fall back into the teens in most areas. We will see some single digits across the highest spots in the Adirondacks, Greens, and potentially even the Catskills. The cold weather goes on into the day tomorrow. It will be a brighter day overall, though, so hopefully that sunshine will help out just a bit, at least to make it feel a little bit warmer, and it won't be quite as gusty tomorrow. But temperatures remain well below normal, running mainly in the 30s tomorrow afternoon, with 20s in the coldest areas. Temperatures will begin to recover and become a bit more seasonable as we head towards Thursday and Friday. We should bounce back into the 40s and low 50s as we work towards the end of the week. And really, there are no big storms in the forecast. We certainly could use some rainfall around here, but there's no substantial precipitation in the forecast, at least for the rest of the week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low in the teens, some single digits in the mountains. And for tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and cold, high 30 to 35, 20s in the highest spots. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of snow showers, cold, low in the teens, some single digits in the mountains. And for tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and cold, high 30 to 35, 20s in the highest locations. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low in the upper teens to lower 20s, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold, high 35 to 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low in the teens, and tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold, high 30 to 36. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly sunny, not as cool, with highs in the 40s to around 50, and on Friday, partly sunny, with highs in the 40s and lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.